Very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington. This Thursday, August the 26th, 2021. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes, today we'll be looking at issues affecting women and programs that are done by many women, even amidst this COVID-19, which is impacting almost every human aspect, not only in the country, but worldwide. This is Zimbabwe says as of yesterday, they reported 391 new cases, all local, and 18 deaths. And we see that so far, more than 2 million people, which is 2.4 million, have been vaccinated against the COVID-19.
Yes, and going back to the update from the Ministry of Health, they say that as of the 20th of August, is yesterday, Zimbabwe, dating back to March last year, currently has 123,711 confirmed COVID-19 cases in the country, including 109,498,000 recoveries. But unfortunately also, there are 4,338 deaths in the country since March last year. And we've seen also the government extending by 2 weeks the lockdown in the country, and also at the same time saying that schools will open school, which has sparked a lot of debate. And we will have some of our guests weighing in on the opening of schools, some for and some, you know, against, at a time when the country is fighting COVID-19 stuff.
Yes, Marv, for now, let's take a look at the video. You can explain.
Yes, during this COVID-19, we know a lot of people are really concentrating on what's happening regarding COVID, but there is a group of women out there that are actually, they have groups together to enable themselves to be anti-poachers during this COVID-19. Let's take a look at a report that was done by Columbus Mavunga for VOA regarding this group of very strong women who have grouped together to fight poaching in Zimbabwe.
These are the International Anti-Poaching Foundation on a drill near Manapul National Park, 300 kilometers north of Nyaradzo. Auxilia Hoto has been part of this group known as Akashinga, the Brave One, since it started in 2017 to fight poaching here. Hoto says she does not fear poachers or wildlife.
I'm not even afraid. At first, yeah, I was a bit afraid. But now, because we are taught on animal behavior and everything, and also because of the time that I've spent in the bush, now I've got experience. Whenever I encounter even a lion, I won't be scared.
The women are well armed, and if they encounter poachers, they detain them and turn them over to police for prosecution. Damien Menda, an Australian national and an Iraq war veteran, formed the Akashinga Project. He says anti-poaching patrols will help preserve Africa's wildlife, which has been under steady attack from poachers for decades.
It was a trial in the beginning, a small trial on one reserve in northern Zimbabwe. We started with 16 women protecting 90,000 acres. We've now got 240 staff as part of this program. We've got 8 reserves that we patrol or have contracts for, and we're on target to have 1,000 staff by 26.
The International Anti-Poaching Foundation oversees the rangers and pays them through donations collected online. Zimbabwe Parks and Wildlife Management Authority says efforts of such groups is helping to fight poaching in this wildlife-rich country.
And these people have been providing the much needed in terms of patrol, in terms of anti-poaching law enforcement. Because of these activities and this partnership, we are visible on the ground, and less of poaching are recorded within our national parks.
With more and more rangers coming on board, Zimbabwe hopes to eliminate poaching and ensure the safety of the wildlife roaming the national. Columbus Mavungala for VOA News.
Very interesting report there of women called Akashinga, meaning that she is braver, literally translated from Shona to English. And they are at the moment doing anti-poaching exercises in Zimbabwe. And we heard there from one of the organizers or the people that started the group that they're saying that they would like to expand the number of women that would be on in the group.
Yes, very interesting indeed. And she's saying that even if she saw a lion,
yes,
she would not be scared. Yabuke kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma manje ke lapha sisemsakazweni we-Studio 7. Lapho silethulela khona uhlelo lwethu lwe-Live Talk, Women's Roundtable, okutho ukuthi namhlanje ke sicubungula okuphathelane labesifazane. Sikhangela ke ukuthi kuyiziphi inhlelo abesifazane abaziqhubayo ngalesi sikhathi se-COVID-19 sona esikhathazayo, ngoba zonke inhlelo emhlabeni jikelele athi eZimbabwe kuphela zithintekile nge-COVID-19. Yona ke sizwile uhulumende sithi izolo nje kulabantu abafika befika amatshumi amabili abangu-18 ichumike lesishiyagalombili ababhubhileyo ngenxa ye-COVID-19, kwathi abafika phose amakhulu 4,391 bahlaselwa yileli gcikwane. Kodwa-ke uhulumende ukuthi abantu uhlelo lokuhlatshwa ijekiseni luqhubeka kuhle, ngoba nakho phela abantu abedlula isigidi 2.4 million sebehlatshiwe ijekiseni yokwenqabela i-COVID-19. Uhulumende athi uyikho okuhle ngempela. Sinanzelela njalo ukuthi kathesi-ke unyanga yenali ekancwabakazi u-August kuthiwa yi-Women's Month wele South Africa. I-South Africa-ke linanza-ke ilanga labesifazana kuyo yonke inyanga leyo. Njalo kuke kwaba nomcimbi-ke omkhulu lapho okwakhuluma khona inkosi yamaNdebele uBulelani loBhengula kaMzilikazi Khumalo. Wakhuluma-ke labesifazana abekwaZulu Natal, unkosikazi Gugushezi owenhlanganiso okuthiwa yimbumba ehlola amantombazana ubuntombi bawo engakayenzi. Kwakhuluma-ke lezi imbokodo, kwakhuluma-ke labogugu ababekhonapho ukuthi abantwana bengakhula njani, njalo bona kuyini abangakwenza abesifazane ukuthi bethuthukise inhlelo zabo. Ngakho-ke singakakhangeli okuningi asizweni-ke okwaqhubeka kulowo mkhosi khona okwathathwa yintatheli zindaba yethu uThuso Khumalo, asizweni ukuthi kuyini ababekutsho lapha.
Please allow me to begin with address by confessing there is one way to chant Umfazo, and it is another to actually see Umfazo in action. When I hear the phrase "watching Umfazo in the gorge," I am reminded of my great grandmother who stood up for a nation in time of strife and trouble. Siti ala ala gorge, ala ala Africa, ala ala Umfazo.
Isifiso sami lento njengoba iqalile lokhu kuhlangana kwethu kuqalile, ngathi kungaqhubeka njalo ngoba singama-Afrika nje. Siqobelelane ngolwazi, sitshelane ngolwazi, omunye nomunye azi ngokukhulisa, ngoba abantu abadala kakhulu ogogo abasekho abazositshela ukuthi kwakwenzakalani. Sekufuneke thina, ngoba akubhalwa phansi inkinga, umAfrika akabhali phansi ashiye ebhalile.
Abomama besizwe sakwaMthakazi bathole ukuhlangana labomama abavelela kwaZulu bezobafundisa nje omama bezoxoxa labo ngokuthi bona njengabomama bakwaZulu baziphethe njani, ubukhosi bakwaZulu bawuphatha njani njengabomama. Besifundisa lathi singomama ukuthi njengabomama kumele siziphathe njani, njengoba thina omama ubukhosi lowu yinto esikhule singayazi engaziwayo, njengoba lokho kuyinto iyagcina ukubonakala kwelikamzilikazi ngabo 1893 bese bafundisa ukuthi bakwazi ukuzikhandla ngabe namadoda wawo. Imizi yabo siyayibona iyadilika, akusayakhiwa namhlanje ngenxa yokuthi abantwana besintwana bahloniphi. Sibabona bagcwele egoli, umntwana othi nangaqeda isikole ekhaya sekuya egoli engakasi ekwene. Abantwana beukunye siyababona khona egoli sebabulelisa abafana ngoba baqoma abafana nga-2-3 abafana begcina begwazana bebulalana. Siyakhuza kakhulu sithi bamhlola kawupheli.
Yebo-ke lapho-ke sizwe umkhosi owawuqhutshwa kunanzwa ilanga labomama labesifazane e-South Africa likancwabakazi. Sizwe inkosi yamaNdebele yobulelani lobhengula kamzilikazi Khumalo ikhuluma, sezwa unkosikazi Gushezi weMbunda ikhuluma, sezwa isiphathamandla seZim imbokodo oVictor Simathuthula ikhuluma kulo umbuthano. Lapho-ke sakuthathelwa intathela izindaba yethu uThuso Khumalo. Yes, marvelous day. That was a ceremony that was held recently, whereby yes, you know that it's Women's Month in South Africa. Yes, it's just ending this August. So there was this ceremony which was recorded by our reporter Thuso Khumalo, whereby some women from KwaZulu-Natal combined together with the Zimbabwean women in South Africa, yes, say that they'll be doing some projects together to, you know, some kind of exchange program. There we heard one of the Ndebele kings, Bulelani Lobhengula Kamzilikazi Khumalo, talking. He was in the ceremony, and we also heard Mshezi of KwaZulu-Natal in the organization in Mbumba, you know, and they are advocating that the girls should be, you know, they should undergo virginity testing. They're saying it encourages them to, you know, to grow up well and not to date boys at a younger age, and therefore preserve their dignity. So the age that, that's what the organization stands for. That's what it does in KwaZulu-Natal, so that the maidens can grow up well. And they are also sharing this with the Zimbabwean women. And we heard several speakers as well. Over to you, Marvelous.
Ewa, tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu pa tirikutarisa isu zvakawanda. Musi wechina August 26 tinotarisa zvakawanda zviri kuitika munyika. Takatarisa nyaya yeCOVID-19, tichitarisa zvakare nyaya yekuvhurwa kwezvikoro panguva iyo denda iri reCOVID-19 richiri rakapfunya chisero. Saka tange tine vanyarikani vachauya ipo pano vachikurukura nesu pamusoro pemamiriro uyezve nepfungwa dzavo panyaya yekuvhurwa kwezvikoro, uyezve tichitarisa kuti nhasi taonawo zvakare munyika paine zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvawanikwa zvichibva kunzvimbo United States, United Kingdom, vawanikwa vachisvika muHarare nhasi vanokwana ivo 7. Saka ndo zvimwe zvanga zviri kuitika, uyezve tichange tiri kukurukura pamusoro peizvozvo pachirongwa chedu. Asi tichiwanikwa tichipawo zvakare madzimai mukana wekuti vakwanise kunge vachiuya vachitiudzawo kana vaine aya atingati zvirongwa zvavari kuita panguva ino. Bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti kubva nezuro August 25 Zimbabwe parizvino ine vanhu vanosvika ivo 123,711 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri COVID-19 kubva denda iri ratanga muna March gore rapfuura. Tozotarisa zvakare kuti pane avo vakawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri vakarikunda vari pa123,711 kubva muna Machi gore rapfuura. Saka vari paivo pa109,498 vakawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri vakarikunda. Tozotarisawo zviri kusuvisa vazhinji kuti pane vamwe vakabatwa nedenda iri COVID-19 vakawanikwa vachitisiya vari pa4,338 vashaya kubva muna Machi gore rapfuura. Tozotarisawo nyaya yechirongwa chekubayiwa nhomba kune vanhu munyika. Chamira icho Zimbabwe ichitaura kuti pane vanhu 2.4 million vachidaudzira vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba yeCOVID-19. Asi hurumende uyezve inoti iyo iri kuda kuti pave nevanhu vanobayiwa nhomba iyi vanoda udzira a 10 million kuitira kuti chirongwa ichi uyezve kana kuti ukasha uyu weCOVID-19 uwanikwe iwo usisazoita kuti vanhu vawanikwe ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19 kana kuramba vachiwanikwa ivo vachitambidzana chirwere ichi uyezve kuti kana munhu akabatwa nechirwere ichi haazi uwanikwa iye achitorwa upenyu hwake kana kuwanikwa achipinda mune nguva iye yatinoti muchipatara kuICU. Saka ndozvimwe zvatichange tiri kutaura pamusoro pezvazvo tichiona kuti zvakamira sei. Tine munyarikani wedu ari pano vapinda ivo pachirongwa. Regai tiona kuti ndiani vari pano vari kuedza ivo kugadzirisa michina yavo. Regai tione kuti ndiani vatinavo pari zvino tibva tawanikwa tichitaura navo ipo pano. Asi zvakare ndina muzvare Linda Masarira vari pano vari panhare vachange vari kutaurawo. Alo muzvare Masarira. Alo. Alo. Ehe, network yenyu iri kuti netsei, endai pane network mbichana. Alright, aiwa regai tigoedza kuti tifone pa net 1 sekutaura kwavaita. Asi sekutaura kwatiri kuita uku network iri kuti netsei. KuZimbabwe vati iwo magetsi kumba kwava hakuna pari zvino, saka tachiita kufona a direct call kuti tiwanikwe tichinzwa kubva kuna muzvare Linda Masarira vebato reLead vachitaurawo pfungwa dzavo, uyezve takavaona kuti vane zvirongwa zvakawanda zvavari kuita pari zvino. Tichida kunge tiri kunzwa kwavari kuti zvii zvirongwa zvavari kubata pari zvino, uyezve kuti zvakamira sei panguva iyo ino yeCOVID-19, apo tiri kuedza kuti tione kuti vakwanisa kupinda pachirongwa chedu ndevapi, nekuti tine nyaya yedzakawanda. Ndokunzwa amai Linete Karenye vari kuti ivo vave pachirongwa, saka regai tiwanikwe tichiona kuti tingagone here kuti vapinde pachirongwa tinzwe kuti vari kuti chisa. I'm not sure if we now have
it. Yes, we had our guest Linete Karenye, but she has dropped off. I think we will keep looking out for her when she comes and put it up. And before she comes, yes, I'm double checking. She's still not yet. Before she comes, Mark, I have, no, let me just try to, okay. Before she comes, Mark, I have a guest whom we can put up before we put Linette Karenye on when she comes. And I think she's coming right now. And then she will introduce herself and say who she is. We didn't have enough time to... Okay, there, we have her.
Sikhululekile Amelia Bhoboza.
Right, we'll let her introduce herself.
Zimbabwe village, but I live in Plumtree right now. And I am currently building this preschool in Plumtree town. And the school is already finished. And then... right now, because of the COVID, and the school is not yet to open for enrollment for all the children, but we are taking the infants at the moment, because the reason why we are taking the infants at the moment is because of we believe some mothers and some parents, they need to go to work, like nurses and all the doctors. So some daycares are closed for all those other children, the oldest one, but they can remain home. But the youngest one, they need care. So this is why we're going to be opening for just the infants. I am building the school all by myself. And then I'm just working like two or three jobs here in the United States, in Washington, D.C., and then I do not have anyone who is helping me with the funds or anything. I believe it's just God who's helping me with the funding, because I'm just doing it. I never seen anyone doing it. I don't have any role model or anyone, but something just told me to do it, and then I believe that's God who's helping me what I'm doing. I'm just doing for the community. There are so many challenges that I face along the way, because first of all, it's not easy to remote control everything especially when you are building such a big building. And then I have to do the remote control. Like, literally, I sleep like only 2 hours or 3 hours most of the days, because the time when I go to sleep here, back home, the people are up. And then it's either the people, they need to ask me some questions, or either I need to ask someone a question back home. So I have to reserve that time in the middle of the night that I have to wake up and call the people back home. And then sometimes you don't even find the answer that you are looking for. And on the, or maybe the person back home, they are right near each other, but they still don't know how to answer your question. And then they still cannot contact the next person who is next to them that you need the answer for. So I have to call like more than 5 or 6 people. Like if I have anything has to do with the water people, I have to call water people and then call the plumber and then call my kids. And then or to coordinate, I have to do it from here. So even back home, the people, they will be calling me instead of calling someone, or maybe the plumber or the builder, they'll call me first to confirm something like that. So it's not really easy. But as I said, I believe God is the one sending me to do everything. The nursery is not different from the preschool, but we will not have a lot of people coming in. It will be just 2 teachers. So it will be the principal of the school and then someone else to help it. So there will be just 2 of them. So we might take like maybe 5 or 6 infants if there is some people that are in need for this period of time while we're waiting for the government to open up for the school. There are so many people that they want to bring their children in because of this nature. At the moment, we might just do first come, first serve. And then I believe, like the people that works at the grocery stores, and then some of them, they cannot afford the nanny. I mean, the babysitters for full time at home, especially maybe if they will have like 1 child or something, then we'll be trying to help those people. And then we are praying that this thing goes away soon, or our country recover from it soon so that people can go back. I'm not 100% sure if I could talk on behalf of the parents, if is it affordable or is not. But as far as I'm concerned, most of the people, they will prefer to have take their kids to school instead of having them at home and have the babysitter at home, because by having a babysitter at home is it might cost more expensive. Because at the school, at least when you drop your child, they will be learning something. Also, they will be benefiting from it than to be at home with the babysitter that you'll be paying. So when time goes on and then the child will have to go to school, and then they will, you still have to pay. So right now you could take your child to school. Yebo, ngiyabingelela. Mina ibizo lami nguSikhulekile Amelia Boboza Sibanda. Ngikhuluma ngise Washington DC. Yimi umnikazi wesikolo iBacon Hill Preschool. Okwamanje isikolo sesiqalile ukuregister. Siya register, sizathatha abancane kuphela onana. Onana laba sibathathiswa ukuthi sizama ukuncedisa laba abazali abahamba emsebenzini noma under lockdown. Bakhona abazali abahamba emsebenzini abafana labodokotela, labanesizi, labasebenza emagrocery store. Ngoba bayakhala abantu ukuthi abakwanisi ukuyenza ukuthiya abantwana kuthi abakwanisi lama babysitters Mina mangi lala, bona ngabe basebefukile. Khona izinto ezilenge nyabe ngifuna ukuthi ngikonnecte lama emaofisini ahlukeneyo, and then uthola ukuthi abantu enyabe ngibathuma kumba babengcedisa abanye abala lwazi lama office lawo, so mina sokufanele ngifonele ofisini ngibalayele ukuthi kulomuntu obuyayo ngilayele lalwana umuntu ukuthi hamba kubani bani. Ngikhona ukucommunicate sometimes noma mbathuma manje befika ngale ofisini ma ungacommunicate ungazange wafona wakhulumisana labantu abasema ofisini kwelinda umuntu uyamthuma ayiphenduka ema ofisini engazange wachasiselwa kahle kumbe wathola impendulo ecacile. Yikho ke hayi kuba nzima kakhulu i-challenge yakhona i-time different ikakhulu njalo zikhona ezinye izinto ezilengi eziye ngihlangane lazo kodwa ke ngonkulunkulu kuphela ngegama likaNkulunkulu
Yes, I think something technical fault there. Marvelous, we had Emilia Boboza Slander who's building a primary school in Plumtree. Over to you whilst we check if our guest has arrived.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa chimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe vakawanikwa ivo vachivaka chikoro chevanasikana vana vadiki preschool. Asi ngatiende kune munyarikano wedu watambinge tichiedza kubata panhare takamirira amai Linette Karenye Kore vanova ivo mumwe wevatevedzeri vemutungamiri weMDC Alliance vaNelson Chamisa ari gatinzwe kuna amai Linda Masarira vari pano vanobvawo kulead rimwe remasangano anopikisa runyika. Tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro muzvare Masarira. Takaona muri kunzi nima kushanda muri pa hamina kuti homwe yemadzima here munenge muri kushanda pasi pezano PF here kana kuti zviri kufamba sei papa.
Panya yaiye vanonzi Young Women for Economic Development yakataniwawo
just give us that in English, because a lot of people were asking, especially on social media, that are you now working alongside ZANU-PF, or what's your role at this new initiative that has been launched?
Before we affiliate to any political party. And one of the four things we stand by European economists and African democrats because we focus on the political economy. We just don't have to eat each other for the sake of eating each other. But when something good is done, whether by ZANU-PF, by MDC, or by MCA, we have to be able to appreciate the good work which is meant to uplift women in our communities and in our societies and Zimbabwe as a whole.
Mm-hmm. And also you were talking about wanting to launch a court application tomorrow. Tell us a little bit about that before we let you go.
Okay, consequences of the fact that we've got child marriages on the increase in Zimbabwe and a lot of young people being raped and being forced to make the system for men to get jobs, which becomes exploitation. We've decided to launch a court, a constitutional court application, paying for the constitutional court to ensure that all laws of this land, especially pertaining to the rights of the young child, are aligned to the constitution of Zimbabwe. We have a discrepancy where the Criminal Codification Act, Section 74, speaks that a child from the age of 12 can consent to sex. And that when, whilst the other part of the law is saying, a girl under the age of 16, it goes against convicted with the Criminal Codification Act. We are telling that the legal age of majority in this country is 18, so the legal age of consent should be 18, the legal age to get married should be 18, and that law religion is superior than the Constitution of Zimbabwe. Section 2 of Zimbabwe, Section 2 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe clearly states that no law, no religion, no practice, no custom is superior than the Constitution of Zimbabwe. We have an obligation to protect the girl child in Zimbabwe and the boy child as well, and that is what we are seeking to address in the constitutional court application that we're going to do.
Thank you so much, Mushareli Ndamasari Rasis.
Yes, thank you, marvelous. There we had the lead president, Linda Masarura. Ube khuluma ke unkosazana Masarura ngokuphathelane lebandla lakhe kanye lokuvula kwesikolo njalo esithi abanye babuzisisa ukuthi usesekela yini ibandla leZANU-PF yena esithi cha akunjalo kunenye inhlelo ezenza kuhambelane naso abantu bengaphonga ukuchitheka isikhathi nje. Okwakathesi ke sizezwa njalo ke omunye umhlonitshwa wethu unkosazana Melia Bhokoza Sibanda asitshela sichazisele ukuthi kahle kahle kuyini okwamenza waqalisa uhlelo lwakhe lolu olokwakha isikolo.
Then masebe labantwana ithole ukuthi ngcenye umuntu wakhona uyathola lo msebenzi kumbe elemfundo epase ebese siba lo mntwana. Masethole umntwana akasela ngitho lokuthi uzamusa ngaphi umntwana. Abanye balabazali kodwa khona lokhu ukuthi ingxenye abazali baba behlala emakhaya bengalalutho ukuthi bayenze njani. Khonaphana silezitolo ezifana labo Greens, labo Plum to Bakery, njani njani. Kulabantwana abanye ababuya ezindaweni ezikatshana ababuya bezosebenza ngenxa yokuthi abantwana bethu abe-Plum Tree area bakhona kodwa balabantwana bayehluleka lokuthi bayedinga umsebenzi bamakete le msebenzi baba bengalalapho bazitshiya khona abantwana. Ngizame ukuyenza isikolo esabancane ekuseni ntambama ke ma omama babo sebetshayisile bebuye futhi bebuyele ke besidinga amathisha ngaleso sikhathi ma sezivuliwe bebuye bezofunda bethole beqhubekela phambili ngezifundo zabo lapho abachiyela khona besiba ngama-single parents or the time ngesikhathi besiba ngama-dropouts. Abafana yebo bangathi balula ukuthi bona be-benefit on both sides ngoba okwamanje abafana noma ungaba lo mntwana ungumfana akuzimanga ukuthi uhambe usuthwele umntwana kumbe uswele lapho uzamthiya khona ngoba always uzabe lo mama wakhe. Not always, but as I said, I'm sorry about that, but then bona bayakwanisa ukuthi bayenze noma yini. Isikolo sethu asizange sadingisa abafazi sodwa or ngesabomama bodwa or ngesama-single parents wodwa, hhayi. So ma sizavula ke sesivula isikolo sabadala siyabe sithi masivula isikolo sabadala wonke umuntu ngitsho labo gogo alabo abala bo 90 years mabefisa ukuthi bebuye as long as i program yakhona iyabivumela. Njalo okunye engibonileyo mina asikukuthi kumbeni isikole lesana siyabe sisebenzisa ukuthi lamhla silotisha womethi kuphela oyendebele engabuyi, kusasa silotisha we-English kuphela oyemethi engabuyi, njani njani. Anytime isikolo lesiyana ngesabantu, siya abantu bayasisebenzisa. Umuntu maye lokuthi ingxenye litholane lingu-5 kumbe lingu-6 lifuna ukuzencedisana li-study kuhle, liyafika laphana liyabhukha irumu or liyasifonela sicela ukuncediswa sibone ukuthi siyancedisana njani. Mina ukusungula kwami isikolo lesiyana ngokokusungula okomphakathi, ngisungulele umphakathi, hathi ukuthi kumbeni njani.
If you could also tell us in English why you started this project, what exactly were the concerns in the community and how will it help solve the problem?
So the reason why I opened up the school, or I started the building up that school, is because I have seen young girls, I'm sorry to say girls, but also the boys, they do drop out from school, but mostly the young girls are the one with, they end up with this load of having a child while they're still young, and then they don't have no one to stay with their children at home. So this is the reason why I open up, build the school, and then we're going to open the school. And then during the day, in the morning, they will come and drop their children at the school. And then some of them, they are already working. Some of them, they are not working. But then they can have the opportunity to go look for the job or go for the interviews or do something. Then in the night, then we'll be opening for those grown up to come and study. And then when they come to study, we will be allowing everyone to come and request some other things, like if we have a math teacher, which I believe we will not have, like 5 or 6 teachers every day. So we will decide to make, maybe on Monday is math, and then Tuesday is English, and then Wednesday is Ndebele, and then on Thursday is science, and then on Friday is agriculture or history or something. So by that, it doesn't mean that if you will be working in the night on the day of the math teacher, and then you cannot come on Tuesday. You can always come, and then if there will be someone who can help by then, or if we, everyone is welcome to come and book the room, they can manage to gather themselves and then come to the school and use the school resources to study. So everyone is welcome. That school is for the community.
Yes, and what feedback are you getting from the community? We spoke to you some time last year. And when you were just starting the program, how has the journey been? And is the community accepting the school and grateful? What's going on? Yes, and what feedback are you getting from the community? We spoke to you some time last year. And when you were just starting the program, how has the journey been? And is the community accepting the school and grateful? What's going on?
Right. Yeah, that interview, it really pushed me really far. And then it helped me a lot. Because after we had an interview, I did not even know, because you did not tell me when the radio timing home when I didn't know. So all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, I believe, and then I started receiving calls and messages telling me that, oh, you are on the radio, and some of my families, they were so happy, and then congratulating me, and then say, we are blessed to have you. And then most of the community, they were really happy. They can't wait for the school to open up. So it was really a helpful thing. And also, I believe it helped so many people which they didn't know. I believe by doing the interview is very, very important. And then it is so helpful because people, they can hear it or someone hear it and then on the radio and then they can tell other people. And then by then, it's not just only helping one person, one side, like it's helping me or either it's helping the community, it's helping both of us. So that's why we call it a community. So we are both helping each other.
Right. Mav, over to you. That was Skolegile Emilia Boboza-Slanda, who's building a school in Bloemfontein.
Thank you so much. We are also lucky right here to have one of the vice presidents of the MDC Alliance, Amai Lynette Karenye, who is on the phone with us all the way from Zimbabwe. We just wanted to weigh in with her about the current situation at the moment and also looking at the situation in Zambia, where we saw that Zambia will be having a female vice president. Welcome to the program, Amai Karenye.
Thank you so much, Marvelous. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Maybe you can start off by weighing in on what we saw happening in Zambia this week. Zambia has actually got a female vice president. What's your take? You're a female vice president for your own opposition party, the MDC Alliance. Tell us a little bit about what this week meant for you and what you saw coming out of Zambia.
Yeah, we are so excited, Marvelous, as women. We are so excited that other countries are trying by all means to include women. Because for some years, because of patriarchy, because of some religion, people did not have confidence in women. But for Zambia, to me, honestly, it's an achievement to have a female vice president. Because when there is a woman, honestly, the change is always there. So I just want to congratulate the Zambians and also to take an honor to say the president clearly shows the world to say, I cannot do without women. And the inclusion of women in Zambia clearly tells us that we are lagging behind. And as other African countries, especially like Zimbabwe, we must maybe start to make sure that wherever we go and whatever we do, we must make sure that we include women, because without women, you cannot have a peaceful country. So congratulations to the Zambians.
Hey, Mumbo, Tipao, Maonero, Enyu, Amai, Lynette Karenye Kore, se mumwe wevate ezeriwe mtungamiri we MDC Alliance na Nelson Chamisa. Makaona sei shakabuda kuvapa Zambia iro vikiri no chiona kuti iyo nyika ye Zambia mutevezeri wenyika ii mudzimai.
Ndakaona kukoshewa, ndakaona kuti nyika zhinji dzakuona kuti zvinoda kushandurwa mumaringe nezvinhu zvekutungamirira ruzhinji. Zvorakidza izvo kuti mupresidendi wekuZambia vakaragidza kuti havakwanisi kutungamira vasina madzimai. Zvoreva kuti vakaona zvakakosha kuti parutivi rwavo vawanewo ruzivo, vawanewo maadvise kubva kumunhukadzi. Izvi zvinorakidza chete kuti affirmative action, zvinorakidza chete kuti nyika dzose dziri kuona utungamiri hwakarongeka hwaitwa napresidenti wekuZambia. Zvichinga zvinhu zvinoita sendambe, asi ukatarisa muZimbabwe takambenge tina efino deputy president, but ukatarisa zvanusiyasi yakabvisa mudzimai ikaisa murume, zvichireva izvo kuti yakarakidza kuti haina kukoshesa madzimai. Asi paZambia varakidza vanhu kuti aiwa, madzimai anofanira kupinda mumatongerwo enyika, zvichirakidza kuti ukatarisa panomira munhukadzi, corruption inenge iri shoma. Kuziva kunenge kuri kuyako kuti samai unoziva panorwadza, unoziva zvinorwadza mhuri yako. Saka izvozvo zvega zvinotirakidza kuti isu semaZimbabweans tinofanira kuonawo zvakaitwa nevamwe. Ndotenda ini kupati yandinobva kuMPC Alliance inotungamirwa naAdvocate Nelson Chamisa ichori kufamba mutsoka idzodzo, nekuti pari zvino tichori nemunhukadzi anova ini sa-vice president, chinova chirongwa chavakasimudza president Chamisa kuti aiwo tachiri kupinda mucongress one wemavps anofanira kuva mudzimai. Zvinoreva kuti ndipresidendi anokoshesa vanhukadzi. Saka isu seMDC Alliance zvinoreva kuti tiri kuteedza idzo tsoka dzevamwe vatungamira kuti vaone sarudzo dzakanaka.
Pane zvamungati madzidza here seMDC Alliance zvamungazoona muchiita musarudzo dza 2023 tichinyanyo tarisa nyaya yekukosha kwemadzimai panyaya idzodzi dzesarudzo?
Ndadzidza zvakawanda mavelas. Chekutanga chandadzidza ndechekuti nyika kuti inzi nyika inofanira kukoshesa madzimai, nekuti madzimai ndo ane pesendeji yakawanda munyika dzose. Zvinoreva kuti isu tinozvarazve vana vatiri kuzvara tisuzve tinovadzidzisa kuti aiwa onai zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka, chiendai munorejesta kuzovhota. Zvinoreva kuti madzimai akakurudzira mhuri dzavo vakati aiwa pamusha woga woga une mwana ngauzive kuti mwanai azorejesta kuvhota, ngauzive kuti mwanai azoenda kunovhota. So ndakadzidza kuti aiwa semubereki haufaniri kungoenda chete kumberi uchienda kunoitirwa zvematongerwo enyika usingadhonzi vana vako, nekuti vana vako vakasavhota zvinoreva kuti vari kuzvidzvanyirira. So ndakadzidza kuti aiwa Zambia yaona zvakakosha kuti vana vechidiki vatorewo nzira dzakanaka dzekuona kuti change inodiwa. Change inodiwa kuti vana vawane mabasa, vawane kudya kwakanaka, vawane pekugara pakanaka, vawane dzidzo yakanaka. Zvinova zvandakadzidza kuti aiwo sevabereki vana vedu vakatopinda mustriti kunovhota vakapfeka magauni. Zvoreva kutisa vana mai takadzidzisa vana ivavo vakaenda kuzvikoro asi vanga vasina mabasa. Ndinoona zvikurukuru kuti chinhu ichi hachina kungoitwa pasina kushanda. Vana mai vakabatsira vana vakashanda. Zvinoreva kuti sarudzo dziri kuenda idzi semadzimai emuZimbabwe tafanira kuti tidzidzise vana venu kuti nyika inokurwadza kwayaita nekuoma kwayaita iri kuda kuchinjwa kweutungamiri. Inochinjwa nei? Vana venu vanofanira kubva kwavari kuita zvemaining vauye vazorejesta kuvhota, vari kudhayaspora vauye vazorejesta kuvhota, vari kushayiwa mabasa vagorejesta kuvhota. So ndakadzidza kuti aiwa hapana chinouya takarara, tinofanira kudifenda vhoti. Pakunovhota tapedza kuvhota vana mai hatifaniri kuenda kudziva, tinofanira kuuya kudifenda vhoti, nekuti rigging inostopa nesu kana tapinda musiri kunodifenda vhoti pesesi.
Asi munoona izvi zvichizokwanisika kuitika here muZimbabwe? Tichiona kuti takaona musuya muna August 1 mushure maelections paine vanhu vakapfuurwa vakashaya.
Ndinoona kuti muZimbabwe tine dambudziko rekuti masoja mapisa vakatorawo sezvakuti aiwa isu semasoja chenu kusengana kwere kuona sevemazisevhi akaaa kuti isu tiri vashandi vehurumende kwere vatu. Saka izvi zvaakuda chihwirangwe mavelas, nekuti shoko inonzi tiema inei nekuti uri musoja kana mupurisa kana kuti haushandi ine chekuita nekuti iwe unofanira kuenda imomo ine mari. Saka muZimbabwe tinofanira kuti tibatane pachezvedu kuti ai nyika iyi haingagadziriswi nemunhu wani chete. Hachiziri chinhu chachamisa, hachiziri chinhu chamaikori, chinhu chekuti tese tikwanise kurwira kodzero dzedu nekugara kwedu kwakanaka. So ndinoona kuti muZimbabwe tinokodiwa chete kubuda neuwandu tobatana, kwete kuti zvinhu ngazviitwe neopposition, kwete zvinhu ngazviitwe nepati imwe yausinea. Zvinoda kuti isu tose, nekuti dambudziko riri muZimbabwe nderekuti kana vanhu vadyiwa maelections kuti tiite a smooth transition sezvakaita Zambia. Vamwe vanoti ai hatisani kuti vasina kuenda kuhondo, vamwe vanoti aiwa hazvigoni kuti opposition itungamiri. Bati zvakadzidza paZambia zvikaitwa muZimbabwe ndinoona tichiita sarudzo dzedu murunyararo. Anenge akundwa ngaagamuchire kuti aiwa pari zvino redzandiende parti ndiso wangu ambotungamira. Saka chandakunga chandadzidza kuti aiwa kuti masoja nemapurisa auye azovictimize vanhu sezvavakaita muna August hunge vanhu tiri vashoma kati tikazviita sezvakaitwa kuzambia kuti vanhu vanoti kwete kuriga makatiriga kare kwete izvozvi ende tikaregista neuwandu tikaregista neuwandu mavenazi ndinoona kuriga kuchiita kushoma saka chandinodaini kutaura kuvana vezimbabwe kuti aiwa chinhu ichi swaraia nguva yakasvika izvisiri yekuti munhu chitwe nemunhu wani chinhu chese nzwara imwe chibvumwe chimwe hachiswanyinda chinoda chihwirangwe toita mukomberanwa tobatsirana nekuti nzara iziri kumunhu umwe chete iri kumhuri yose yezimbabwe mabasa aziri kushayikwa nemunhu umwe chete ari kushayikwa nemunhu wese wakambooneti nyika inoti 3% or 5% ndoni inoshanda the rest hakuna anoshanda zvorakidza kuti vanhu vemuzimbabwe takufanira kusvinura maziso sezvakaitwa nezambia.
Aiwa tinokutendai chaizvo amai Karenye Kore vanga vari pano amai Lynette Karenye Kore vanga vari pano vanhu vaivo mumwe vatevedzeri vemutungamiri weMDC Alliance vaNelson Chamisa takubatai zvakare kuti tigotaura nemi pari paredhiyo pachirongwa chedu chemadzimai asi tinokutendai kunge manga muinesu pari zvino. So sir, they were hearing from amai Lynette Karenye Kore who was actually on the phone. She had been trying to log on, but due to the connectivity problems, she kept dropping off, just like what we saw happening to Linda Masarira of LEAD. But she literally was just talking about her view of what we saw happening in Zambia, where the vice president of that country is a woman. So she was just saying, now it's time for Zimbabweans to go out and register to vote, and also just detailing what she thought Zimbabweans need to do.
Words there from Umsegeli Vamkokeli, webandla MDC Alliance, ngomunye wabasegeli, unkosikazi Lynette Karenye Kore, obekhuluma-ke lapho kuba ukuthi elizwe lingomakhelwane leZambia selilomsekeli-ke kamongameli ongowesifazana. Khuluma lapho konke kokwenzakala eZimbabwe okukhathaza abesifazana-ke besithabile-ke ukuba laye lapha kuhlelo lwethu lwe-Live Talk Women's Round Table. Okwakhathesi-ke siza kuzwa ngamafitshane-ke njalo omunye umhlonitsha wethu silaye khonapha unkosikazi sikhululekile Bhokoza Sibanda yena othi wayehambile ekhaya kodwa imhlelo ze-COVID zangani ziyamphambanisa.
COVID-19 is affecting a lot of things. I believe only we survive by grace of God, because if not, there's so many things will be messed up. Because I left Washington, D.C., and then in Washington, D.C., when you leave to travel, the airlines, they put you to take the COVID test like 3 days before you travel. So we took three, I was traveling with two of my daughters, and so we're three of us. So we ran around and take a COVID test on Wednesday when we were leaving on Friday. So we get a test, and then on Thursday, we get our result back. And then when we get to South Africa, we go to take our plane that was going to Zimbabwe. We were denied to enter the plane that because our COVID-19 certificate had expired on the way while we were flying from Washington, D.C. to South Africa. So we have to stay behind. Unfortunately, we were not lucky because that was the day when Ramaphosa, the president of South Africa, was announcing the lockdown. So by then, we have to stay behind. And then the next day, when we went to try to take a COVID test in South Africa, then we were told that everything has to be done online. And then by then, our plane, we had booked the plane for that day. So we couldn't travel after we were missed. So we had missed like two planes that we had booked. So we have to rebook again for the next day. So that was the sad part about it. But with grace of God, we managed to do it. And then when we get home, the COVID-19 was just starting, which we thought it was over, but it was just starting. Like in Bulawayo, people, they will start passing away families were going to the family, to the funeral on Thursday, and then on Saturday, the next person is passed away, the same family without getting sick, only 2 days sick. And then in Plum, people were still getting, were starting getting sick, but no one was passing away. And then when we were there, four of my friends, they lost their family members in Plumtree, which it was really sad. And then after that, the Plumtree City Council, most of the offices, most of their workers, they were getting sick. So you go there and then you want a signature for a certain person and then the person is not there. So you have to wait for some days because the person is the only one which is authorized to do that signature. So it was really hard, but as I said before, by grace of God, we survived and then I passed through it. I tried to swallow some of the things. And then also the third part, it was about the car, the school vehicle that I intend to go and buy myself is either in South Africa or in Botswana. But when I get there, the COVID was just starting. But I was fully vaccinated. I am fully vaccinated, but I could not take that risk to be moving around. So I tried to limit my moving. Then I meet one of the residents in Plumtree, and then I was talking about how I wanted to buy the vehicle. And apparently the person managed to convince me to give him the money, and then he was going to buy the car from Messina, and then he told the agents in Messina, and then he told me the price of the car and sent pictures and everything, and then we sent the money, and then I did not receive the car.
Yes, that was Emelia Skulegile Boboza Swanda, marvelous, who's building a school in Plumtree. She has actually finished building the school there. She's telling us some of the effects, you know, of COVID on the programs where people are trying to have. You see, she'll go to offices, but they are closed. There'll be people trying to swindle her of this and that, but she says she managed in the end to build the school, which is helping the rural community. Yes, so we're coming to the end of our show. Marvelous, would like to thank.
Let's just hear the last word from Amai Lynette Karenye.
Oh, we still have our guest. Oh, that's nice. Yes.
Amai Karenye Kore, mongo tipa o mazwenye kupezi. Sira taa kuenda kuno vara chirungwa chini.
Kirila, uye neku kwalisa kuwane kuti supporter isu se MDC Alliance. Zinotenda ni confidence ya uya wana ayo kwa kiri. Chandino zila ndike kuti. Atinga kwalisa kungota ura kuti urumele ili kuti wata. Atinga kwalisa kungota ura kuti zunajuna kumira swakanaka upenyu wa unakumira swakanaka. Chinongo niwa chet. Ndike kuti kuregiste kufota. So nilikukuru zila rushinji wei Zimbabwe. Kuti time is up. Ngati simuke nevana vedu nevarume vedu nevasikuru venu tiende kunoregista kuvhota munhu wese kwaanogara ikoko nzvimbo dzekuzeki dziriko dzekuti tinoregista chandinoziva ndechekuti zeki iri kuti frustrata iri kuisa masenders mashoma asi isu let's not give up let's defend our struggle and let's defend our vote after we have registered let's go and vote. You cannot just register without going to vote. So let's register and also on the time, let's go and vote. So
thank you so much. My Lynette Karenye Kore vanova ivo mumwe vatevedzeri vemutungamiri weMDC Alliance vakwanisa kunge vainesu pano pachirongwa chedu vachitipawo maonero avo nezvatakaona zvichiitika munyika yeZambia.
Yes, pinde njalo sibonge unkosazana Sikhululekile Gqoboza Emelia Sibanda ebesilaye lapha emsakazweni kodwa hayi isikhathi asavumi ukuba siqhubeke sisonke olivalelisayo.
And I would also like to thank the leader of LEAD, Linda Masarra, who came in earlier on, who also gave her view about, you know, some of the allegations that have been on social media regarding her her involvement with the ZANU-PF. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington. Let's meet again tomorrow on Let's Talk. Ngati Kurukurei.